Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Hey, well, you're tuned in live right here on the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast with your truly Naomi, the King's daughter. It is always, always a privilege and an honor to be here with you. And we're going to salute our kings on today, I tell you. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right, and happy Father's Day to all of those that are listening out in radio land. I tell you, we came on today, and look, Mr. Harris, you know, I just wanted to share with you on today. I had an opportunity to talk to you, and you were sharing with me, man, you have 15 children. I'm going to let you tell the story.
Yeah, I have 15 grown children.
Wow.
And 38 grand.
Out of the
38
amazing.
Grand, yes, I thank God for every last one of them. I got three great grands. Matter of fact, I just had one of the great grands born in West Palm Beach about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's a blessing there, too. Handsome young man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we have with us Minister Horace Brown.
Yeah.
Horace Brown, awesome gospel artist. I tell you, and as you can see, a father in his own right. Can you give us, just give us a little bit of how was fatherhood for you? I mean, 15 kids.
Well, one thing I regret that all of them went in the same basket. when you got to spread it out, it's hard to visit every one of them. And one of them pulling you over this way, the other pulling you over that way. You don't spend enough time over there. Somebody going to get left out, and that makes the kid be bitter, you know.
Okay.
When I was living in Los Angeles, California,
mm-hmm.
I had two sons and one daughter, which are grown now. They asked me, say, I want to go live with you. I say, y'all just talking now because y'all young. And that hunted me for until we got hooked back up together. And when we got hooked back up together, they gave me a cold hug. And it taught me something. They was very serious. You can't take these kids lightly. You got to be serious, because a lot of times they say some stuff out of their mouth, and they be serious. They be serious.
Right.
And, you know, you got to try to be a good parent, you know. You got to be a good parent to your kids. And they'll always love you, man. They'll always respect you. And mothers, don't keep the fathers away from from the kids. Because we have kids growing up without a father, and the world teaching them bad things. And most of the kids are turning out to be killers. But we got good kids out there now. Don't get me wrong. But
right.
Every child need a father figure in their life.
Right. A lot of these kids grow up angry, too, because they don't have their fathers.
Right. And they get in fights in school because a lot of kids, they take it serious. You know, when for graduation, not only graduation, from even coming up from the six-year-old, you know, graduating kindergarten and stuff like that. Kids look out there and they see the other kids' father there and only the mother there, and the mother mad and the father sad, but he don't show it. See, one thing about men, they don't show. They keep it inside, and sometimes that's a lot of times that's not good to keep it inside, because you keep it inside, then you can express it badly, because it don't build up for so many times, and then you got to love their mother still, you know, agape love. You don't have to have no intimate love no more. You got to have agape love for, and whatever her mate is, you got to respect him, and tell him how, you know, to treat your kids, and tell your kids to respect the man as a stepfather, whatever, figure in that household. Because it's a lot of things. Women raise children by themselves, and they have the kids today, they have a tendency, they don't want no man to come in there, because, see, the bitterness already been sat in from a child. Because there wasn't no man there. Right. My mama teach me everything, and that's not good, and that's not helping me.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you a question. How do you feel about it? I've talked to this one guy, and he told me that he felt like if he was to meet a woman and she had kids, the kid wasn't his, so he's not going in there acting like he's the father.
He's gonna make sure that kid
know that he's not his father. I'm like,
okay.
What?
You know, did he really explain to you how he's going to do that part? Did it? Because sometimes we say things don't know what you're really saying directly. Look, you got to take care of that child. You love the mother, so somebody got to help take care of that child. Because a kid, if you just going after the mother, you already don't start off wrong anyway. And being a grandfather. Hello, being a grandfather, my daughters them, my stepdaughters them, they got a guy is not going to act like a father to her kid. Oh, my brother, you got to go. You can't not be up on the same roof because you're going to treat the kid bad. You got to love that child. You got to have gospel love for just like, hey, it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
And that's the way we were brought up. And they don't got away from that. They
right.
Got away from that. Everybody doing their own thing. and that's why the kids today, when they took the Bible out of school, the prayer out of school, but you can still pray in secret. But when you can pledge allegiance to the flag and all kind of things, people start talking about, well, I got all my rights. I do what I want to do. But that's what got us in trouble. Even in the Bible day, that got us in trouble. If you go through the Bible, our mouth got us in a lot of trouble.
What the word said, people can become lovers of themselves. In the end times, they'll become selfish and lovers of themselves, and that's going to be not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids don't
that's
ask to come here.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
They don't ask to come here. That's good.
You're right.
They don't ask to come here.
When I was having a relationship with all of my kids' mothers, I would have married them one by one. But I'm just talking about, you know, I would have stayed with that one if she would stay with me. Because I don't care how many kids she had before I got there, I love them just like they're my own, too. And that's why I can go back wherever they are at. And they still call me, this is my daddy here. you know, even though that, and I tell him, I say, I'm not your biological father. I'm just your stepfather. But you just like you mine, because what I brought there to the house for one, I brought there to the house for all. And that's the way we was raised up as a family. You see, like I say, it take a village to raise a child. The men don't got away from that role. All them pretty boys and stuff like that, women, don't let that come into your household. That will spoil your child, cause him to do things, and the world will take care of your children. Right before, okay, how you doing? The world will raise your children, because that's how we got kids out there on the street. They don't want to listen to their parents. They cussing older folks out. They robbing and stealing and killing. Even in the church, you see what happened. The wrong word, the raising. The parents didn't raise him like that, but the world did, and the devil enticed him.
That's right, the devil used whoever's available.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not standing in the word of God, you'll fall for anything out here in this world. That's why we have to pray. We have to constantly pray. We don't forget about knee knowledge. We got to start back praying. He said, my people were called by my name.
Come
will
on,
humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and then you will hear from heaven. And then I will heal the land. And that's what God said. He not only talking about the land we are standing on, he's talking about our land, because we are ain't nothing but dirt, wonderfully made by God himself, by the word. And we know who the word is, Jesus Christ. He's the creator of all things.
So he's not
the heavenly father. Yeah. Go ahead,
and Minister Brown, do me a favor, talk to the listening audience, those men that are out there that saying, how am I supposed to have a relationship with God? Get them a clue on how a man can have a relationship with Christ.
Well, the first thing you do, you got to go down on your knees and honor the Heavenly Father. You got to talk to him. Just like I'm talking to you, you got to talk to God. Just like he's not only your earthly father, but he's your heavenly father. He hears everything. He knows everything. He knows the number hair on your head. He knows the color of your eyes. He knows everything about you. He created you in your mother's womb. He brought you here on this earth to love one another, to show love. You got to get closer to God while you still have life in your body on this earth. But first thing you got to do, you got to start praying. You got to ask him. You ask not, you have not, because some people ask and you get amiss, because for one thing, you must be saved. Find your church home. Bring your children up in the right way that they should go. Father, you got to take your role back. Don't let the devil steal your joy. You got to do it. Nobody, not your neighbor, nobody. You are highly favored and wonderfully made. You are God's children. But when you get saved, you be God's sons and daughters. But that's where we got to go back. Go back to your first love. And God will do what God will do. And that's what we need to do. We need to go back to prayer. Because prayer is the key. I've been there, I've done that, and God has brought me a long way. I'm not only favored, you are favored, but I'm highly favored. You can do the same thing. God will answer your prayers if you take time out for him. Don't put him on the shelf. Don't put him on your dashboard. And don't lay him on the floor. But put the word in your heart and carry him with you every day.
Amen. Amen. So you did time in the military as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. I did time in the military. Matter of fact,
who was Army?
The Army and the Marines.
Okay.
I went in the Army at first, And I didn't like it there. So I went to the Marines, and I stayed there. But I thank God for that, because all of it was an experience, the exercises and all the stuff, you know. I thank God for that.
Well, now how important is it? I mean, do all your children know each other?
Yeah, they know each other. They know each other, but you know, they still got their little selfie way with, okay, you was over there for 2 weeks or whatever, a week or so, and you come over here and you stay about 2 or 3 days. You know, that kind of, you know.
Oh, okay. But how important is it for parents? Minister Brown, how important is it for parents, though, to keep their children together?
Hey, the family, man. We need to keep our family tree together because, see, it's very important because you remember not only in the older time that you had incest on this earth and you still have it right now because some of us probably dating some of your first cousin, sister, half sister, or something like that. You don't know. That's why it's important that you learn the family. You got to learn your family because, be honest with you, I have run across some cousins. I didn't even know my cousin until we had a family reunion. But I've been knowing them all my, you know, all my life. And when we had a family reunion, and I asked him, I said, "What are you doing sitting up here?" He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, that's my uncle." He said, "That's my granddaddy." What? It's important. It's important. You got to learn your family and stuff because the young race today, they're not doing that. They don't know really who is who in their family. Look up and find out who is your uncle and your cousin and who is your great cousin, who your nephews and nieces is, and give them the right name because some nicknames is another distraction there too. Because when I used to go to pick my nieces and them up from school when I was over there in Fort Myers, and I used to call them Neat Neat and Darlene, and you know I know Darlene, I know Neat Neat, Tamu. I went there, the teacher looked at me like I'm crazy. Lucky the other kids know my face. They say, "He talking about Shanella." I say, "Oh, that's Shanella, yeah." She said, "Hey, uncle." And they come out there. I'm telling you. But I've been calling them that all my life, and that was ignorant of me for not knowing them. The real name. You got to learn them. You got to learn your family history. You got to learn their name. It's nice to have family reunions. So you can see them. You got entourage of 10 people way up that road, and you ain't never seen that side of the family, of your cousin them, cousin, great cousin, don't died and gone, but their children still living, the family tree. You got to try to keep that family tree together, so you won't have no incest in your family.
I know that's
right.
I
hate that. Yes, Lord.
Wow. So talk a little bit about the man that, you know, kind of fell off. He's not taking care of his responsibilities, but he happened to hear this show on today, and I want you to encourage him to come back and take care of his children. Why is it important that he be in their life? Why is it important that a man be in his children's life?
It's very important because God loves a father that takes care of his children because God entrusted his children with him as a father, as an earthly father. I don't care what you're going through in life. Been there, done that, got a T-shirt and a hat. I felt it the same way before. I ain't going to do nothing. That's what my mom said. Not before the people that in the coast system had me doing something. Thank God that I took care of all of them except the last two, and I was taking care of them. Even I took care of stepkids in there. Hello, give God the praise. And wasn't even my kid. Care of him like he was my own. And I didn't go through no blood tests or nothing trying to say, well, he ain't mine or something like that. Fathers, take your responsibility. God will bless your hand. Everything you touch shall return like pure gold. Because God love a man that take care of his home. Because then God will give you something else. If you be faithful in a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. Fathers, love your children, and love your children, stepchildren, children. Love them too, as just like they were your own. Because you got to take the rightful stand of taking care of your child. Let, like the Bible says, let your light shine before men that they will glorify God. If you trying to do things in the dark, ain't no light in you. And then God just see you. But God want to bless your hands that you can bless your children. And then once their mothers and them see that, then God will test their hearts. And then you'll have more time visiting your children if it like that. If you know, if you're going through a situation where you're paying your child support and all your child support, but the parents, but the mother, sometimes it could be their parents now. They don't want you to see that your child. But I'm telling you today, if you stand up before God today, seek Him first, and everything added to you. But first, you got to keep doing what you're doing. Do not stop doing your obligation. Even though my kids are grown, and sometimes they act like they ain't grown when they're around. But I love them all, man. I love my stepson, him, just like I love. Even though a lot of them father is dead and gone, but I still love them just like they're my own. Right now today. But Father, I want to encourage you. I need to encourage you to go back and make peace with God first, and then make peace with their mothers. Make peace with their mothers. Because God is going to test their heart. God is going to test their heart. And then don't argue, because you'll never get nothing out of the argument but trouble and strife and stuff, bitterness. But do what God put in your heart, man. And I guarantee you everything will work out for the good for them that love the Lord.
All right, now. All right, Minister Harris, we're going to go to a song. I'm going to play a little bit of this song called Better Man, all right? Enjoy.
Okay.
For this pain, I fall. No one, no one, and grab hold of the day. all alone, trying to make it in this life, wondering how to treat my son and daughter and love my wife. Not equipped but faced with this responsibility, doing my best but feeling the thirst, they all depend on me.
Beautiful song, man.
Thank you.
Oh my God, if that don't test your spirit, you need to go back on your knees and pray right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Just start praying like now. Ask the Lord to forgive you for the darkened heart that you have. Clear my heart. Mm. Test me, Jesus.
Wow.
Because God is love. You say you love God, then you should love your fellow man and your fellow woman the same way, and your children. You got to love somebody.
Right.
Sometimes I get too happy for myself sometimes. I feel like running around the church sometimes when I be up there in the pulpit with the pastor. And them. I have to let myself go and let God have his way with me.
And nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I am inspired. When I hear a man, you got 15 children, man. I mean, and then you know, hey, you living to tell the story. Look, they all grown.
Yeah, yeah. And they're doing their own thing. But they know about the Lord Jesus.
That's so awesome.
See, they were trained up a child. And when they get grown, they will not depart from the Lord. They might do some things in the world. It might fall down, but you know how to get up. You know who to look up to and call to him. And he will pull you up, clean you up, and direct your path. Time enough to call on Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of all our lives. And I love him. 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 I love him.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about Minister Harris, a little bit about, you know, these mothers that keep the kids away from the fathers. I've heard a lot of fathers that pay child support. They may not be with the mother, but they're trying, you know. And so what do you, I mean, they keep the kids away from the father. They hurt nobody but the kids, right?
Hey, man, you're making the kids rebel against you. Because, see, the kid don't have that father figure there, and he wonder why. And then when he see you acting up on the father, you're latching out at the child. You see, a lot of mothers latch out at the children, what her and the baby daddy going through. See,
that ain't what they say. They think they're hurting the man.
Yeah, but you're hurting the child. You're hurting the child. Even though you're getting your child support, I'm getting the money and stuff. Okay, you being bigoted. But the kid is not getting the father love. And then that makes a kid be bitter. That's why you got crime so bad today. Because the house is divided, will fall. If you got a father in there and the father is doing what a father supposed to do, and the world steps in and changes the situation, because God said in his word that, and he said it through his son Jesus. He say the adversary come into the world to kill, steal, and destroy. If the mother fight against the children father and he doing what's right, that's not right in front of God's eye, because God's looking at you. He look at everybody, individuals, but he's looking at you.
Right.
Depriving the father. You act like you're trying to kill him, because see inside. A broken heart can kill you too. A broken heart can kill you. A lot of people say, I'm strong and everything. Yeah, but when the lights go out and you think about your children, then you become bitter. Then you become sick. Then you become, your mind is not set. You know, like the Lord say, renew your mind daily, like Christ. If you got so much stuff up there, you can't think. And then that's how you got so much murder and stuff out there in the world. Men killing the children, mother and stuff, can't live without it, all that stuff. Then when you go to prison somewhere, then you're going to be somebody wise yourself if you're not strong enough to stand up against, you know, the guys who are already in the system. See, God favor in you. He got you. He don't get you a house, a car, or whatever. He got the same thing for the mother and everything. Why don't y'all, even though that got y'all not married or nothing, but y'all got a child, raise the child up in the nourishing of God. And when he grow up, and if he stray away, he know how to go back to God. Because you train him. You train
right.
him. And that's the part of fathers. I fought a lot of fathers. I fought it myself for a minute. Look at it. You can give money and everything, but if you don't have no relationship with your children, money don't mean a thing. Money don't mean
That's
a thing.
That's right.
You gotta show up 9 then to the doorstep. And ladies out there, please don't get them crazy boyfriends that trying to stop the daddy from coming to see his child. Because he begins to be selfish, and then he's going to start taking it out on you. Because a man will let another man see his child. A man of God.
Right now.
The worldly man, he don't care about nobody but me, myself, and I. And then he want more of what the woman got than anything. You know? But a godly man, he know how to do things in decency and order. So it won't be no problem there.
Wow. You know, these kids, they definitely want their mothers and their fathers. They definitely want their fathers. And I think women that stop the kids from seeing their father is really doing this child an injustice. Every child deserves to know who their father is. Every child deserves to have a relationship with their father. Just because the mother and the father don't get along don't mean the child and the father can't, you know?
Right.
I think it's bad when they start being against each other, you know, and they need to try to be sensible so that they can at least raise a healthy child. I mean, not good if you were sensible making it, right?
Yes, a healthy child. You see,
he was getting along long enough to make it.
Yeah, and after that, it all hell break loose, and that's not godly. That's the devil. Why would you want to beat up on yourself? Just like you just fighting the air. You just beating yourself up. And she probably over there enjoying what she's enjoying, but you beating yourself up for not spending time with your child. And mother, don't deprive the children from their father, you know, because if some father got more, a whole bunch of children like I do out in the world, and they're not grown. And kids get bitter when you don't spend no time with them when the kids. Can you imagine that when they get grown? And then once he gets saved, give God a shout. That should be a shout right there. When he gets saved, he go back and see the Father and forgive him. I've seen that happen in churches and stuff. Yeah.
Right. I definitely want to give a shout out to those guys that are standing up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? That are taking care of children that they found out wasn't really theirs, and they still stand in the gap. I want to give a shout
still
out to those kids.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And those that, you know, are raising other men's kids, and they're taking them in like they're theirs, and they're imparting into them. I want to give a shout out to those kings. That is a blessing.
Yes.
And,
amen.
Sometimes they never get to hear that you are appreciated, and I appreciate men like that. Men that will pour into somebody's child that's not theirs. That's a blessing. And definitely the ones that have acknowledged the fact, hey, I'm going to take care of yours, but I'm certainly going to take care of my own. You know, I just want to shout out to those guys as well. Those that are doing what they're supposed to do as men.
One thing about a godly man, he's not going to step in that lady house where he had an affair with, and she got other kids, and he got one, maybe two in there, and just give to his kids, and their kids right there haven't seen their daddy or heard from their daddy in a long time. Can you imagine that kid sitting there and he watching his other brother and sister get something from their daddy? That make him bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he'll grow up and say, "Dog, my daddy wasn't even there for me. Y'all daddy was there for you." But that godly man, he's not going to step up in that house just to give his kids. Hello? Hey, he's going to give the other kids something too. I was one of those kind of dads. When I went into my pocket, I gave not only mine, but the other kids there too. Until everybody got some. And kids come back today grown and say, "You know what? You like a father to us, and you weren't even our daddy." A kind word like that will make you feel just as better than silver and gold.
That is a blessing.
I want to say, Neil, is there any daddies out there still like that out there in the world? You should raise your hand and give yourself a pat on the back and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for putting that in my spirit." Yes, sir. Because we need more daddies like that.
Well, I definitely want to give them an opportunity to call in. The call-in number is 347-989-819. So 347-989-8119. Call in, make your comment, make your statement. If you got a question, you can ask your question and call in. We just want to salute our kings on today. Want to say Happy Father's Day to all the males out there.
Amen.
Anybody can be a daddy, they say, but it takes a special man to be a father.
Amen.
You know,
I agree. Yeah.
Amen, Mr. Harris. I've learned, you know what, you got to appreciate them even for, you know, soliciting their sperm, you know, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be here on today. So for those that are out there that are bitter at their dad, if you will, you know, you got to be appreciative that he even gave his sperm, because if it wasn't for him, there would be no you. So be a better you. Be the best you that you can be. Although you may not have had a father in the house, you may not have had a father figure, he
Amen.
May not have been around, and somebody else may have had to step in on today. Just
mm-hmm.
say Happy Father's Day to the guy that did take time out to solicit his firm, you know, because if it wasn't for
yeah.
that, then you wouldn't be here. So we can be
yeah,
grateful
happy
for that.
Father's Day. Yeah. You know what? You
I know
what?
Right?
Not
yeah. because of what you've
hey.
Done to me or for me, but what you did, period. Go ahead.
Right. Hey, man. You know what else? Before you go to the caller, look here. My daddy, my biological father, he took care of my brothers and sisters and them, and they was halfway grown when I was born. And then he went on home to glory. Oh, my God. Even though I watched that when I was coming up, and he instilled some great things in our life. And it would say the fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
All right, chip off the old block.
Amen. All right, go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
That's good. We're going to get ready to go to another song here in a few minutes.
Okay.
I want to talk. Not that one. So, yeah, we're going to go to a song called I Want to Be Better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, I thank God for those guys that are doing what they do. Enjoy the song,
oh,
I Want to
yeah.
Be Better.
Yes.
Anything that I ever wanted
to be.
Be
better than what I am.
If anybody were to ever ask me,
I want to be better than what I am.
Lord, I would simply tell them that I want you to
make me better, Lord.
The reason why is because
I want to love you more than what I love.
Will you help me tell them?
I want to love you more than what I love.
Lord, I really mean this from my heart.
I want to love you more than what I love you.
I really want to love you more.
I want to love you more, Lord.
See, Lord, I don't just want this to be words that I say.
I want to love you more than what I love you.
But I want to show you that I love you in the way I live each and every day.
I want to love you more than what I love you.
I don't want it to be just the words that
I
preach.
I want to love you more than what I love.
But I want it to be in my actions every day of the week. See, Lord, you help me realize that I can't do nothing without you. And all the things that I tried to do on my own, I look back and see how all those things went wrong. Looking back, that's what helped me realize that I just
can't do nothing without you, Lord.
Lord, you're the one that helped me discover.
Without you, Lord.
And that's why I surrender my all to you.
Surrender my all to you.
Everything
I
that I am,
surrender my all to you.
help, I know. Lord, and if you withdraw your hand from me, where else shall I go? That's why I'm begging you.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Burn me.
Will you please
make me better, Lord?
I know that's right. I know that's right. He is the one to make you better.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
They can do it. They can do it. I tell you, if there's any fathers out there, you saying, I don't know what to do. This woman won't let me see the kids. I'm getting angry. I'm getting bitter. I tell you what, don't let her make you bitter. Take the I out of bitter, put an E in there. Make it better. Let her make you better.
Sir.
You know what?
Amen.
Save your money for when you do see the kid and when you do finally see them, spend time with them, do something for them. Most kids just want you to spend time with them and do something for them. Most of them want to play. They want. They're kids. They don't understand life. Talk to them.
Amen.
Take time to let them know you love them. Let them know that you're here for them. And you can't really fight with the mother. She won't give you, you know, any rights to them. You can fight in court. But to fight and take matters into your own hand, that's not going to help at all. When that child becomes a teenager, they can answer the phone. So you can take time and call them personally yourself. Call, and if you get her and she hang up on you so big, call back when the kid is there, when you think the kid answers. Or keep calling back.
Amen.
Say, hey, look, I just want to speak to the kid. You can't let her get to you. Can't let her anger
Amen.
You for wanting to be a father to your child. You know, be there for your child. Don't give up on your kid. Don't quit. Don't stop. I remember Mr. Harrison telling my ex-husband, one of my first husband, he told me, look, you didn't have these kids by yourself. Get over it. Get over yourself. You didn't have them by yourself. And I'm telling you,
Amen.
I might have chose the ignorant one, but I tell you, he was ignorant by taking care of his kids, too. Their brother was like, listen, I'm sorry. You just didn't make them by yourself. You may not like the way
Amen.
I am or what I do, but my life is my business, and you live yours and let me live mine, but he's our kids. And I'm telling you,
Amen.
Stand up, man, for your child. Stand up for your child. Stand up
for
your child. You have a right to be in their life. You have a right. You
want
to add anything to that?
My cousin, my first cousin, he had that problem. And he used to come and talk to me. When he used to come by, he used to talk to him. I said, man, you know what? You got to keep praying. Prayer is the key. You got to keep praying. And keep letting your light so shine before God. And you know what? It might have took 40 years before you get a life straight with God. But God opened up doors and windows that were closed in his face, and you ought to see him now. He have his kids, and they together. I have him on video to the house. Man, they're always together, always visiting our families, and they always talk about, Uncle, hey, Uncle. All of them, even from the little one. They call, hey, Uncle. And they call me the Uncle. I'm the cousin, but they call me the Uncle because God has wisdom. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord, I thank the Lord for him. I thank the Lord for changing his life just like he changed mine because I was a wretch
That's
undone,
right.
too. And God will do what he said he would do. All you got to
and
do
listen.
Is step to the back.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just want to say, too, to that man, if your life ain't quite together, you don't have the job you want, you don't have the finances you need, child support is an issue, work on you. Don't stop working on you. Because you feel ineffective or inefficient. Don't let life beat you down. You have to come to life. And you have the right to. You have the authority to. Mm-hmm. You can overthrow anything in your life that you don't like. By just doing.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing whatever it is that you want changed in your life. You can make that change.
Amen.
And you can be there. You may miss the kid's first birthday, second birthday, but you don't have to miss them all. You know,
Amen.
And then when they get older, you know, you start building a relationship with the kids, and you can go to their games. You can go eat lunch with them, you know, take time to go
Amen.
Spend those little times with them. She can't stop you from doing that. I mean, unless the court's an order that will take
you.
Follow the court order so you don't go to jail, because you're not going to be a justice in your child's life if you're in jail. You can't do
Amen.
I had to tell them, you can't, they say they trying to help the kid. You're not helping the kid if you go to jail.
Amen.
Stay out of harm's
All you're doing
way.
Is
follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
Look, follow the law. Stay out of harm's way. Follow the law. Don't cause any trouble so you go to jail because you're not going to help
Amen.
Your children. That, You know, a lot of them say they want to see my kids, and they get all angry and aggressive, and you just can't do that because that's not going to help you, nor that child. The best thing to do is if she tripping about him, or vice versa, he tripping about him, hey, make a call to them, see if they'll let you speak to them. If they won't, hey, save some money and just wait for your time to come. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith and put your faith and your works together. Save your couple of dollars and walk by faith. And in due time, that child is going to come around because they always want to see that. They always want to know who that good parent is. And like Minister Hart was saying, prayer works. Prayer helps you keep your anger in perspective. And the Bible says we can be angry, but not.
Not wrath. Amen. And I want to add to that right there, too. See, when you keep that prayer line open, all the weapons that form against you shall not prosper. And all the things that you want, you got to ask God for it first. And then you get your life straight first, and then God will straighten everything else out. You will clear it out. You will clear it out. You will clear it out.
I know that's right. As men, I love men that are leading the way. There are men that are leading the way for their children, for their families, for their household. Man, I appreciate you. And I'll tell you to keep doing what you're doing. I encourage you. I really appreciate you. It's not a whole lot of them out there because of the anger, like you said, the single-parent homes. But just because you come from a single-parent home don't mean you missed anything. Just because a woman raised you don't mean you missed anything. If you've gotten to the place where you're grown, you can make a decision for your life at this point. Because everything happens once you're grown. You've made that decision. You can choose to be for your child. And I don't understand, Minister Harris, how a man don't want to be there for their child and they're angry because their daddy wasn't there for them.
You know what?
The devil is tricky. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the trick. See, that's the trick right there.
That is a trick.
He work on your
tricky.
Mind. Right. Mm-hmm. That is the trick. He work on your mind.
You angry because you didn't have a father. Yeah.
Right.
But now you're not there for yours.
And then you just beating up on yourself. See, our mind is the devil work ground. You see, he'll work on your mind because, see, you're not thinking about nothing positive or trying to do something positive with you, so a bunch of negative going to come out. If you plant a tree, you got to start with the seed first, and then come the water, and then to make sure you put it on good ground. You got to put it deep. That's why your mind is the line to your heart. Think on these things godly, and everything else will flourish, just like a flower. It will flourish, and it will spread. But if you need a job, pray about it. If you need a car, pray about it. See, God give you favors. You got favors. The only person can stop you from getting your favor is you. See, once you start asking God about what you want and what you're missing, and God will give you everything that you need. You just got to pray for it. You got to ask God. All that you're trying to do on your own is temporary lasting. But what God gives you, it'll last. And then God will give you more. And he already knows your heart. But he wants you to speak it. Speak things into existing in your life. You got to speak it out. You got to speak it out.
And that is so truth. That is so truth. I tell you what, every man have a right to be a leader in his home. Every man have a right to be the king that he is of his dominion. And I tell you, take dominion, man, because you can't speak it into existence. Walk by faith. I mean, it may not look like it's happening for you, but I'm telling you, clean yourself up. Get yourself ready to be the man that you were called to be. And speak against the enemy, because that's only the enemy. Mm-hmm. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy anything, your family, your children's lives, but you don't have to let it happen because you can make the difference. You can make the difference. I'm going to play a little bit of this song. I wanted to share it. It's called I Speak Against. And I want to just encourage the listening audience to speak against whatever it is that try to come against your life.
Yes.
And come against the things
yes.
of the enemy. I mean, the things that the enemy bring to you. Right here by Quinlo. Yes. Enjoy this song, okay?
In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
Hey, Mama Kitty.
This one right here. Flash beat. This one right here is like.
What's up, dude?
Like I feel the enemy is trying to attack my mind. Yeah. I'm trying to discourage them. But I speak against all that come against me in the name of Jesus. Say the word. Devil back up off. Better back up off. Before I cop the word of God and do you something off me. Y'all better start me. I'm trying to be a peaceful man. It's hard to be at peace living in an evil land. I speak against depression. I speak against deception. I speak against the curse. I gotta reap the blessing. Nobody perfect but his purpose cover imperfection. My purpose manifests when I follow his direction. I speak love in my life. I speak joy in my life. I'm speaking everything that make it all right. Make it through the day and we can make it through the night. Gave my life to Jesus. I receive eternal life. Live a life of faith. I ain't living by sight. I speak against my foes. I ain't even trying to fight. If it ain't God's word, then it's all slurred. Sharp as a two-edged sword, strong as a Mars bird. Drugs. I speak against lust. I speak against you. I speak against us. I speak against anything that try to come against the word. Anything that try to come against the word. I speak against evil. I speak against sin. I'm speaking to the devil, saying you won't win. I speak against anything that try to come against the word. Anything that try to come against the word. I'm trying to keep my mind right. Gotta keep my mind right. The Bible is my weapon while I'm stepping. Keep my nine tight. Living in this cold world, colder than the Klondike. Got a bomb first, but make sure you drop the bomb right. Attacking my emotions, I'm mixing up a potion. A chapter from the word, mix it with daily devotion. Spiritually ashy, gotta put on Palmer's lotion. His spiritual armor keep you protected like a Trojan. Faith plus works, that's the way to stay in motion. When the world try to open, swallow you like the ocean. This ain't a game, go ahead and put away your token. Y'all boy tripping, I don't know what y'all be smoking. But I keep hoping that I stay focused. Like Mr. White said, shout out to who I'm calling. But it ain't over till it's over, my soldiers. Till they smell a cup of Folgers. Straighten your shoulders. Against drugs, I speak against lust. I speak against you, I speak against us. I speak against anything that try to come against the word. Anything that try to come against the word. I speak against evil, I speak against sin. I'm speaking to the devil, saying you won't win. I speak against anything that try to come against the word. Anything that try to come against the word. Yeah, I speak life right now to all my situations. If you're going through something, I speak life into your situation. Keep your head up.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
And I speak life right now into that king that's out there that has a dominion, that's feeling defeated, that's feeling like giving up, feeling like quit. Don't do it, don't do it, don't throw in the towel, don't you stop.
Amen. Yeah.
You're too dear,
you know,
right here on Faith Life and Faithful broadcast. And I have with me Minister Horace Brown and myself, Faith Life and Faithful, Naomi, the King's daughter. Go ahead. What were you saying, sir?
Okay, you know what? Men don't really know how highly favored and blessed they are. They're a royal priesthood. They're kings.
Right. Yeah.
And you hooked up to the super king that
okay.
wanna bless you. That
and
wanna
you know,
bless you,
know,
you and you won't ask. You won't ask.
You know what I wanna say too, Mr. Harris? I wanna say this because I'm a woman, okay? They say a lot of women don't respect and all this kind of. I want to give respect to the men because you know what? As a woman, I respect covering. A man is a covering for a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I realized when I was married, you know, the man was the covering. We're to go to our husbands. A lot of times, people won't even ask you certain questions if you're not married. I mean, if you're married, they won't ask you if you're married versus if you're not married. See, they'll take you places when you're not married. They wouldn't take you if you was married. So that man is a covering. A lot of women don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a covering.
Yeah.
Because it keeps you from getting approached in certain manners because they know that you're going to go to that man. And so a lot of times they won't even ask you. So I can appreciate a man being a covering, you know, your children, you know, men, all they have to do is, you know, speak over those children's lives. Us poor women, we be trying to yell and holler and they pay us no mind. But by the time that man get through speaking up, you know, I'm going to tell you something. When I had the worst situations with my kids at times, if I called their daddy and said something was going on and that man got on that phone and told him, don't make me have to come, oh, that made a world of a difference. I tell a man to be a cover who you are. That, by the time that daddy got speaking up and telling that child, listen, you better listen to your mom. I'm telling you right now, don't make me have to come over there. That's all they had to do.
Amen.
They was afraid of what could have happened if it wasn't going to be nothing, but it was just the mere fact that he stood up. And I can appreciate that as a man. I'm telling you.
You know what?
I respect that. Go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you something else I'm going to add to that. You know what? I want to put this on men, man. How can you be a covenant if you're not in that household? Okay, you got children there.
Wait,
you still
you don't have to be in the house.
Prayer. Amen.
Right.
You don't have to be in the house. You can still be that covenant in prayer. Hello, you're supposed to pray for your children in and out of season.
Right.
They're going out and coming in the school and everything. You got to pray for them that they'll make it home safe. You don't know what's going on out here in this world. And as we look at the TV, it tells us and show us things what happened in this world. And so that could have been your child. That could have been my child. But God heard your prayer. Even though you're not there, you're still a father.
Right.
And you're still a covenant for your children.
Amen. Amen. And even doing that, it ain't all about finances. I mean, finances are good. You know, the Bible speaks of money answering all things. But I can appreciate, you know, even the man that'll go and buy the school clothes for the kids. I mean, do something.
Yeah.
Do something for those children. Let them know that you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do something.
Do something. Let them know that you're there.
And they brag about it to this. Look at they might get tossed around all day, all the summer and all the winter. But when it comes down to school, daddy steps in, they got their hair cut, even though he might have didn't take them to the barbershop, but he made sure that money got there. And I see it every day with the young race because they're going through some struggles and stuff. But at least he do take care of his children. And then when they go to school, they got their uniform on, and the kids go there and say, yeah, my daddy bought this.
Exactly. And it don't take a whole lot. It don't take a whole lot to satisfy kids.
It don't take. Sure don't.
Parents,
they
just have to get a loan, you know, so that the kids can
In front of the kids. Yeah. In front of the kids. Don't act a fool in front of your children because that'll stick with them.
Right. And they didn't do it. They didn't lay down and help themselves, you know. The parents made that choice. So why don't you be big enough to act sensible in front of those kids? You know? Mature enough in front of those kids. I mean, you should be mature enough anyway, but I mean, really, those kids, it don't take a whole lot for kids. That's unfortunate it don't. I know a lot of people make it seem like it do, but it don't.
It really don't.
They just want
to
be loved. They want to know that you're there. Go ahead. Yeah. They want to be comforted. They want to be confident. They want to be loved. Go ahead.
Especially, I ain't mean to cut you off, especially them girls, they love their daddy, don't they? Hey, my daughter, they love me more tighter than the boy. See, the boy loves the mother. But the girls, my daddy.
Right.
Daddy, y'all. They always tell me, say, that's my daddy.
And my grandkids, they
love me too.
Right. It's the comfort they feel when they feel protected. That's a woman for you. They feel protected and comforted. Yeah, they love. They do.
And Lord have mercy. That's enough to give you encouragement to do right in front of your children and do right for your children.
It was so funny. One of my children, my little girl, was on a bicycle riding, and the kids was picking at her. And we walked out the door and happened to hear her. She said, I bet you if my daddy was here, you won't be picking at me.
that's right. Daddy don't pick no man.
cute.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cute.
My daddy was here, yeah.
Mm. Hey, Mama Pat had to go out there and get them up off of it, though. Hey, your daddy ain't got to be here, but they're going to leave
right.
you alone.
I'm telling you. I thank God for the mothers that like that too. The mother don't play.
Yeah,
you
hey.
Set them children like the lion, the lioness. She,
come on
she,
now.
She supplies.
Y'all
she
get
supplies
the boss mind.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you. And
like
and we'll take off
say,
a shoe.
Back up off mine. Back up back up off
snap that
mine.
Wig off the head. And kick off them shoes. And tie that dress up to the side. Yeah.
Come on now.
And yeah, I see it on Facebook all the time, too, and I was raised up like that. When the neighbor kids, when I was coming up, when you got in trouble across town, everybody in Belgrade knowed each other. Everybody in
right.
Belgrade knowed each other. And during that time there, they see you, they say, ain't you Miss Brown, them son, or Miss Lily Mae, them nephew? Oh, they took that rotary phone. That old rotary phone would go around like that. And by the time I got home, I got a whooping from a neighbor. I got a whooping from my auntie. Got a whooping from my mother. My daddy got his little bit in. My uncle got his little bit in. I got so many whoopings, I ain't know who was whooping me the hardest. All I know, I got some whooping. That's when that business come in. But the folks are gone now. So we got to train the next generation
right.
to do the right thing. That's where we at
it
right
doesn't.
Now tonight. Yeah.
That's right.
We got to let them know.
That's right. You're right. It's the education. They got to be taught. They got to be taught, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, ma'am, no, sir. They got to be taught how to respect, to put a handle on that name, Mrs. Jones,
yes,
Mr. Jones. You know what I'm saying? It has to be taught to these children. I mean, that don't take money to teach them that.
Mm-mm.
Teach them how to respect their elders
money.
And, you know.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And one thing
I can say about them kids, not cutting y'all, the kids in West Palm Beach and Belgrade now, they'll tell you, even the grown people tell you, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Even my grandkids, they raise up like that. And they don't play with too many kids.
They play with kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better not go there like that. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I thank God for that, though. Once you instill in them, that's why we got to train the young generation how to train their children.
Hey, respect gets you a long ways. It gets you a long ways.
And college,
and
school, Apple, Apple.
Yeah, I just want to speak to that young man out there and just say, you know what, you can start today. Just if you've not been there, for those that are there, you can start today. I mean, even today, just make it your business to go and speak into some child's life. Even if you don't have if she's keeping your child away from you and you have an opportunity to speak into another child's life, speak positive into that child's life. Take that child to the playground. Do something positive with that child until yours come along. And like I said, save a couple of dollars up when yours come. Take them to get ice cream, Dairy Queen, McDonald's. It's easy. You don't have to do a whole lot for these kids. Chuck E. Cheese.
Amen.
Just take them somewhere.
Yeah.
And they
ice
do
cream.
Come. I mean, to the corner store. Amen. To the corner store.
Yeah.
Let them buy what, get what you want. You got $5. Spend what you want. I mean, they love that.
Oh,
you know,
man,
they
love it.
And race was,
just,
you know, I know. My son, I used to do push-ups with him. You know what I'm saying? We were racing to see who can do the most push-ups, who can do the most sit-ups.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It just don't take a whole lot for children. Just do something with them. And that's what I would encourage the listening audience, the king, to have their dominions to do. I mean, if you got children out there, go after the kids. Don't let the devil have your children. The devil is alive.
Amen.
You can't just rehab it in your child. Go and give them. Tell them that. Put that gun down. That ain't the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way. I know you may be angry. Repent. Tell them, you know, son, I haven't been here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to take you a long ways. for that man out there. I'm sorry. I take you a long ways, and just start making a change from today. I encourage you to do that. It would be so rewarding to you, and not only you, but your children, and that child would make a difference in their life.
Oh yeah, and that's a growing, and that's a growing process too. Once you ask for forgiveness, you start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You
start
to building on your You got to encourage. You know that song say, sometimes you have
you
to
encourage
yourself.
Right.
Man, that's a beautiful song.
And you
and
know what?
You
that even it's not even a bad thing, Minister Harris. I mean, it's bad if you wasn't there, but the bottom line is it ain't over. It ain't over.
No.
Just because you wasn't there the first 2 years of the child life, you know what? You can go and get involved now. It's not too late. So what if the child 15? So what if they 13? So what if they're 11?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they 17? Go back, apologize, and repent, and make that thing right. Start a relationship right there.
Mm-hmm.
Start that relationship right there. And for those that have been in their children's life, my hat goes off to you. I tell you, you are the bomb. You're the bomb, Diggity King. And I salute you. It is rewarding being a father. It is rewarding.
You know what?
Tell me, tell the listening audience, give us one of your testimonies. What's the most rewarding part of being a father for you that has been rewarding so far?
To go back and see my sons and them and hug them. You know, that's more than money, silver, and gold. You know, I could put my arm around it. Then we have a good conversation.
Right.
Like when I go to Fort Minor, I go over there to my youngest daughter, which is she's about 32, 33 years old. Her brother, about 29 or 30 years old now. And the day they called me, they say, hey, happy Father's Day. I heard him in the background, happy Father's Day, Pop. They called me Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. That's a blessing to even hear him say that. And then my oldest daughter called me. Maybe hit myself in the chest. And my oldest daughter, but she's about 43, 44, she told me, happy Father's Day. She said, the special men in my life, my father, my husband, and my brother, and my other brothers now. I said, wow, that's a blessing. You know, that's a blessing. Because even though a lot of times I wasn't around them as much, because when you are married and you're working out of town and stuff and different parts of cities, you just can't take off. So even when I was on the pipeline, I still talk to my daughter now.
Right.
They say, where you at now? Where you at now, Pop? I talk to them. And then the one, I got a son up there in Minnesota. He went to Kansas State, played football and everything. We used to have good reports with each other. But I don't have too much report with him right now. But they passed the word down to the rest of them. Tell Pop I say hello. I say hello, too.
They're living their life, you know, because kids do grow up and they go live their life, so don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
they have to live. They have to make a living. Parenting is rewarding.
Yeah.
Parenting can be rewarding. Fatherhood is rewarding.
And what makes it so great, they all finished school, and some of them finished college, and some of them got their degrees. Now, the girls on the girl side, all of them got degrees. They're my stepdaughters. They got their degrees. I say, wow.
Right.
And their mother raised them. I say, wow, I all my hats go off to the mothers. All my hats go off to my wife. Because my wife raised her children by herself.
Right.
And they're grown now. All of them grown. She got grandbabies there. And they love grandmother death. Hey, I told her, welcome to the club. when I go to West Palm Beach, my grandson and them see me, they holler, Grandma, I can't go to sleep.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's what I'm talking about. Fatherhood can be rewarding, and my, you know, I just want to salute those fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to you again. I'm gonna play this song by Wes Morgan. I tell you, called Live In. I encourage you to live, but yes, take time for your children. We're gonna play a little bit of Living by Wes Morgan, and I just want them to know it can be very rewarding. Rewarding thing. Yes, very. Very rewarding. So enjoy this song from me to you. This is my dedication, and we're going to get ready to close this shortly. We're going to get ready to close, but I definitely wanted to play this for the those that are out there. Enjoy.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, that's all right. Hey.
That song. Wow.
That's okay.
It is. It is.
That's a blessing.
But that's Wes Morgan. Living talks about being blessed. And, man, I really wish I could have played that for the men. It's quite all right. That's good.
That's okay.
Hey, I want you to encourage some young man out there, if you can, in your own way. Just go ahead, have a God lead you to. Just to encourage the men that are out there.
Okay. All right. You guys out there that listen, don't forget to pray first. And whatever you're going through in life, first you got to encourage yourself. And once you encourage yourself, everything else will fall in place. You got the bat in your hand. You can knock a home run after today. Matter of fact, you can get on the telephone and call your children and call their mother and try to make peace. If you're living there, if you're not living with your kid's mother now, whatever the situation is, you got to encourage yourself first. You got to start from the ground and build yourself up with the nourishment of God's word first, and then everything else will fall in place. I encourage you, be a father to your children, that they won't grow up bitter in this world, and that you won't have to stand over no casters or nothing, visit them through a prison cell or something. You can talk to them face to face. And put your arm around your children and tell them how much you love them. And let them know. Take them to the ice cream store. Take them to the corner store. you know, show some kind of love. It's not how much you spend on your children, it's how much time you spend with them. And I encourage you today, in Christ Jesus' name, that you look to the hills where all your help comes from, and all your help comes from God, and everything else will fall in place. Thank you.
All right, now. Okay. We're going to play Best Before
I'm
there, since I couldn't get
I'm so not perfect, but every day I'm learning, striving and searching to be a better person. I'm tired of my life. I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of my past, the guilt and the shame. I am sure that you hear my heart's desires. I've been to the limit and through the fire. Lord, I wanna be.
Amen, amen. Minister Harris, we can be better in every area of our lives. Even when we think
we've got it
all the I's crossed, all the T's, there is still room for better, especially while we're in this flesh. Yes, Lord. That is my testimony. I definitely I want to be better. I pray that the men out there are having an awesome time on this Father's Day.
We strive
to be better in what God has called
us. Happy Father's Day. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Happy Father's Day to the kings and to the men. Happy Father's Day. Wow. Well,
we got to get our fathers back in church, too. We need to get them back in church. We need to get them back in the house of God and worship. I know they have jobs and stuff, but they need to take some time out to get out there and thank God for bringing them through.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And a lot of them go to church, you know, and that's good. But
yeah,
they need to be committed in their relationship with Christ.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Because, I mean, you know what? The word will keep you. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it will.
The word will keep you, man. Purpose peace.
The fleets will be beautiful right now.
You have blood-bought rights in the kingdom of God, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray first, then I'm going to let you pray us out. And,
again, I
want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, those that are tuned in, those that are listening in the archives. I want to appreciate the fathers. I thank you so much for being the strength for your child, for being the strength of your family, the men folk. I thank you for being a comforter for the people that are in your life, those are in your circle, you know. And those that, if you're not, that ain't nothing to do but become it. You can become the protector.
Yeah.
You can become the comforter. You can become the wisdom piece, the strength of the family. Nothing to do but speak a word in their lives. Again, like Minister Harris always say, pray for your family, pray for your children. I mean, and it can be a blessing. It can be a blessing because they're going to look up to you. And you're the lead of that household. You're the guide. You are the king of the house. So be the king. Stand up and do what you're called to do. And I always like to say leaders lead, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, let's look to heaven. Father God, we praise you and we lift you up. We give you all glory and honor, God. We're thanking you while the blood is yet warm in our veins, God. We thank you for this Father's Day on today, God. Even as we come together, Minister Harris and myself, to lift up the men of God, we thank you for the kingdom, God. We thank you for those that are kings in their domain, God. Lord, those that know their position, God, those that don't quite know what to do because they didn't have a father, God. We pray, God, that they will look to you, Father, understanding that we all have a right to a heavenly Father. Amen. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and what he done on that cross that we may have blood-bought rights to you, God. We thank you for salvation on today, God. We thank you for the hope of glory that is in you, God. We thank you for hope against hope in your kingdom, Father. Lord, and I thank you, God, for every father represented, God, even on this line, those fathers, Lord, that are taking their place, God, as kings, God, that are men of valor, God. We lift them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up the men, God. We thank you for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for their strength, God. We thank you for them being comforters, God. We thank you, God, for them being providers, God, even in the families, God. We thank you, God, for them, God. We thank you, God, for hope against hope in your kingdom, God, even in their lives, God, that they look to you, God, for strength, God, understanding that when they're weak, that's when you're the strongest, Father. We thank you for being strength in their lives, God. We thank you for ordering their steps, God. You said in your word, God, that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, God. And we thank you, God, for ordering their steps, God. We thank you for the children, God. You said in your word that our children are inherited from the Lord, God. We thank you for our inheritance in our children, God. We decree and declare that we shall raise them up, God, and train them in the way that they should go, God. That when they're old, they won't depart from you, God. We want them to know you and who you are in their lives, God. We thank you, God, for them, God. We thank you for our children. You said in your word to bring the children unto me, God. And unless you're like a child, then you're not even humbled enough, God. We humble ourselves even as a child, God, as we come before you, God, asking you, God, to continue to lead us and guide us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to put a hedge of protection around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them safe from any hurt, harm, or danger. We pray, God, even now for our children, God. Lord, continue to lead and guide them, God, even when we're absent from them, God. Lord, we pray a wedge of protection around them, God. We pray a wedge of protection around their guardian, God, their mothers, their fathers, those that are taking care of them. We decree and declare, God, provision in the household for our children, God. We come against the enemy, God, and a murderous spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we lose life, God, over our children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lose life and life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, even over the men, God, we come against a murderous spirit, God, even in the lives of our kings, God. We decree and declare, God, life, life more abundantly. We come against a spirit of lust, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for purity, God, in their lives. We lose purity over our men, God, over the children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We come against anger, God. You said in your word, it's okay to get angry, but sin not, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Lord, they will turn their anger into assignment, God. Understanding the thing that frustrates them is the thing that you assign to them, God, to overthrow it because they can do it. Because we can do all things through Christ that are in us. And we thank you, God, for the conquering power that is in us, God, through you, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that our kings are conquerors. They are more than conquerors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is, there's nothing in this earth realm that they can't conquer and take dominion over. We call them dominionaires, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare, God, that our kings are men of valor, God, that they are an army, God, that is walking upright before you, that they are an army of men, God, that are taking the lead, God, in their families, in their homes, God, that they are the covering for their wives and their children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak these things to be so in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, for your peace. We thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding and is able to keep their hearts and their minds, God. We decree it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We say, have your way in the lives of our men, folks. Have your way in the lives of our children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now see, look here.
Yeah.
You have said enough. You have said enough. I don't have to add nothing to it. We don't have to add nothing to it.
You don't have to add
Father
nothing
Abraham,
to it.
I'm going to add just a little bit. Father Abraham of Isaac, Jacob, and this generation. Father God, we ask you to be with the fathers, stripping them, Father God, as we go out to battle in this world, Father God. We're going to have some challenge, some ups and downs, Father God, but through you, all things are possible. And Father God, bless their families. Bless their household. Bless them, the ones that are in the household. Bless the valid men that are taking care of the role of a father. And bless the stepfather as well, Father God, that taking the role of a husband and the father. Father God, we ask you in Jesus Christ's name to watch over the mothers when the fathers are not home. Those are the bosses, Father God, but we are the kings. But the wives are the bosses. And Father God, I ask you in Jesus Christ's name to strip the bosses. And take care of the children of the house while the fathers and them are not there. And Father God, the brothers that are going through some trial times right now with the children that are paying their child support, bless them, Father God. Bless their lives going out and coming in. Bless their hands that they'll be able to give. In Christ Jesus' name, I ask this prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not 100% sure if this is still going through the air. It looked like the studio shut down on us.
But that's all right, but whatever.
Ain't the devil busy? I tell you, soon as you start praying, the studio shut down. But if this
That's
is going
right.
through the airways, we want to say we appreciate you and God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy what's left of your Father's Day. Go out again and enjoy your children. All right. Well, Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Naomi. God bless you.
You too, Minister Harris. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.